وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَن يَنكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُم بِالْمَعْرُوفِ ذَلِكَ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَن كَانَ مِنكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذلكم أزكى لكم وأطهر والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
And when you divorce women and they reach the end of their period, prevent them not from marrying their husbands if they agree between themselves in a decent manner. This is an admonition for him among you who believes in Allah and the last day. It is more blessed for you and purer, and Allah knows, but you know not. Footnote 285. The word husbands mentioned in this verse may refer either to former husbands or to prospective ones. In the former case, the clause, and when you divorce women, would be taken as referring to the first or second divorce. In case the word husbands stands for prospective husbands, the above phrase would refer to the third or final divorce. The guardian of a divorced woman cannot prevent her from remarrying her former husband, nor the former husband can prevent her from marrying a new husband.
Verse 234.
وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةِ وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما وإن أردتم أن تسترضعوا أولادكم فلا جناح عليكم إذا سلمتم ما آتيتم بالمعروف واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بما تعملون بصير.
And mothers shall give suck to their children for 2 whole years. This is for those who desire to complete the period of suckling. And the man to whom the child belongs shall be responsible for their, the mother's, maintenance and clothing according to usage. No soul is burdened beyond its capacity. Neither shall a mother be made to suffer on account of her child, nor shall he to whom the child belongs be made to suffer on account of his child, and the same is incumbent on the father's heir. If they both decide upon weaning the child by mutual consent and consultation, there is no blame on them. And if you desire to engage a wet nurse for your children, there shall be no blame on you, provided you pay what you have agreed to pay in a fair manner. And fear Allah, and know that Allah sees what you do. Footnote 286. The expression, la tudarra, is both in the active and the passive voice. The clause may, therefore, mean that, number one, the mother shall not make the father suffer on account of her child, and number two, the mother shall not be made to suffer on account of her child. And both meanings are equally applicable here. Footnote 287. The words mauludullahu, he to whom the child belongs, have been used here in preference to the simpler word walid, father, in order to point to the inherent right of the father to possess the child and to his natural responsibility for its maintenance. Footnote 288. One who inherits the property of a deceased person is duty-bound to bring up the children the latter may leave behind. Footnote 288a. The suckling of the child should last for 2 years at the maximum, but it is allowable to discontinue it before the end of this period, if the father and the mother both agree on this course. The verse also implies that the child is not to be weaned before the end of 2 years without the consent of its mother.
Verse 235.
وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ 4 أَشْهُرٍ وَعَشْرًا فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
And as for those of you who die and leave wives behind, these wives shall wait concerning themselves for 4 months and 10 days. And when they have reached the end of their period, no blame shall attach to you concerning anything that they do with regard to themselves in a decent manner. And Allah is aware of what you do. Footnote 289. The iddat, or the period of waiting in the case of widows, is 4 months and 10 days, which roughly corresponds to 4 alternate periods of menstruation and purity combined. Islam has prescribed a longer period in the case of a widow as a mark of respect for her feelings at the death of her husband, and has thus added to the dignity and sanctity of the marriage tie. Footnote 290. The words, concerning anything that they do with regard to themselves, obviously refer to remarriage. Elsewhere, the Quran says, and arrange marriages for your widows. Chapter 24, verse 33.
Verse 236.
وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا عَرَّضْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ خِطْبَةِ النِّسَاءِ أَوْ أَكْنَنْتُمْ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ سَتَذْكُرُونَهُنَّ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُوَاعِدُوهُنَّ سِرًّا ولكن لا تواعدوهن سرا إلا أن تقولوا قولا معروفا ولا تعزموا عقدة النكاح حتى يبلغ الكتاب أجله واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه واعلموا أن الله غفور حليم.
And there shall be no blame on you in throwing out a hint regarding a proposal of marriage to these women, or in keeping the desire hidden in your minds. Allah knows that you will think of them in this connection, but make not a contract with them in secret, except that you say a fair word. and resolve not on the marriage tie until the prescribed period reaches its end. And know that Allah knows what is in your minds. So beware of him, and know that Allah is most forgiving, forbearing. Footnote 291. It is forbidden to a man to make an open proposal of marriage to a widow within her prescribed period of waiting. He may drop a hint indirectly suggestive of his intention, but he must on no account make an open suggestion or a formal proposal or even a secret proposal concerning marriage. A widow, too, is prohibited from giving her consent to such a proposal within the prescribed period. She must patiently wait for 4 months and 10 days, out of deference to the memory of her departed spouse, and in order also that her possible pregnancy may become apparent, because a pregnant woman is not allowed to marry until she is delivered of the child.